Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Junior Noboa. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schramm. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa bunts in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive towards left. Deer catches it and throws to second to double up Noboa, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schramm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff takes first base on ball four. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff moves to third. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. Riles moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball four. Riles moves to third. Sviam moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Riles scores. Sviam scores. Castillo moves to third. It's 3-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Deer moves to second. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Deer moves to third. Riles moves to second. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Deer scores. Riles scores. Sviem goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's 8-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a line drive into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-1 in the game. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svjom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Vandenberg now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Svjom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svjom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Svjom strikes out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Castillo strikes out. Bando drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Castillo out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. It's 9-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Braggs moves to second. It's 10-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to third. Brock moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 14-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Felder now playing center field. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felder. Hinzo reaches second base with a double. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Felder. Butler reaches second base with a double. Hinzo scores. It's 14-1, Brewers. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-2 in the game. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Butler moves to third. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Butler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 14-2, Brewers. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive towards short. Sviem reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Ackerfeld's now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Burr is now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Doug Frobel pinch hits for Corey Snyder. Doug Frobel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frobel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Frobel now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Riles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hinzo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a line drive towards first. Brock catches it and steps on first to double up Bando. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Mel Hall now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing first base. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 14, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Aldrich now pitching. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0 for 3 in the game. Noboa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.